Okay. I have a question for you now. If Mr. Beasley was in this situation and you was getting ready to buy your first home, would you rent and then maybe would you rent your primary resident and then buy a rental property somewhere else? Or would you buy your first home? I mean, what would you, in that situation, would you just say, hey, I'm just going to rent and then I'm going to buy a home to rent in Alabama somewhere?
I think it depends where you're living. If you're living in a place where you can afford to buy a home, then I generally think it makes, and you think you're going to be there for a while, I generally think it makes sense to try to buy that home. And if you're living in an affordable place, if you're living in a place where you can't really afford to buy a home that you would want to, that you're excited to live in or is not in the area you want to be in, then I think renting can make sense, and buying a home in a place that's more affordable, and you get that similar real estate exposure. And then eventually, I know a lot of people who are doing that with the idea of eventually selling those rental properties and then buying where they live, so you could build equity that way. So I think either strategy can make sense. I'm definitely not one who says everyone should rent, no one should own. I think, you know, most people want to own the home that they live in eventually, but what we are seeing is people waiting longer to do it. And because when you see, there have been several surveys that have said millennials in particular who buy too early are dissatisfied because they end up buying a smaller home than they really wanted, or in an area that's less desirable, or the total cost of ownership is higher than they expected. And you, all those things lead to, man, I wish I would have rented. When you buy a rental home, the nice thing is generally it's a little bit less expensive, but then your tenant's paying all those costs. The tenants pay, you're able to cover those things through their rent, and then they're paying down the mortgage on it. So it's a way to kind of place a bet somewhere else and then have your debt serviced by someone else.